Visit Arizona. Time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports. The Nebraska men's basketball team battled through four overtimes, but came up short at North Carolina State Wednesday night as the Huskers fell to the Wolfpack 104-100 in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Alonzo Verge had 25 points. Bryce McGowan's added 24 to help the Huskers. Lat Mayan, though, was ejected following a scuffle in the second half. It was the second time in program history that Nebraska played a game that went four overtimes. Last time that happened was December 22, 1979, against Alabama-Birmingham. The Nebraska women's basketball team just keeps rolling. Jazz Shelley's 18 points helped the Huskers to an 86-60 win over Wake Forest Wednesday night. Nebraska's now 8-0. Over in Pella, Iowa last night, Peter Lash scored 30 points, and former Lincoln East guard Carter Glenn added 14 as the Nebraska Wesleyan men's basketball team beat Central College 67-58. Boys basketball tips off tonight here on KFOR as Lincoln Northeast hosts South Sioux City. Coverage begins at 6:50, brought to you by the KFOR Sportscasters Club. Check out our broadcast schedule for the season along with tonight's games on the schedule at KFORnow.com. Nebraska football historian and Hale varsity writer Mike Babcock said on ESPN Lincoln Wednesday, the chances of the Huskers landing LSU receivers coach and former Nebraska quarterback Mickey Joseph to the coaching staff is not good, considering he may be retained for new LSU head coach Brian Kelly. Babcock still thinks Joseph could fit in well at Nebraska.
Even though that's the one guy that I thought, man, you could bring him in there. He could coach the quarterbacks, even though he's been a wide receivers coach. He could coach the quarterbacks.
Good call.
I think he would do a great job. I really believe that.
Babcock says Joseph has developed plenty of recruiting connections in Louisiana over the years, and LSU would likely want him to stay on staff down there. Other Husker football news, Austin Allen was named the Big Ten Tight End of the Year on Wednesday. I'm Jeff Motes, KFOR Sports.